bodybuilding world will never be the same. Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
All right, welcome everybody to the Olympia edition of MD Radio. It's Monday, September the 23rd, and next week, this whole month, we'll be gone and we'll be officially into the fall. Tonight we got some Monday Night Football where we see the Oakland Raiders and the Denver Broncos. Big matchup. I'm looking for the upset in Raider Nation invading Colorado. I don't know if that'll happen, but it's nice to dream. Anyways, about the Olympia, we are headed into the 49th annual Joe Weider Mr. Olympia weekend and expo starting on Thursday, where we'll get things kicked off with the press conference at the Orleans Arena. Promptly at noon, Team MD will be in the house, getting all the gavel-to-gavel exclusive contest interviews, paparazzi pictures, play-by-play, the whole nine yards from start to finish, starting on with the press conference, I should say. And they're actually having a weigh-in for the 212 division at the actual press conference, where we're going to see four-time Mr. Olympia, Jay Cutler, who resides in Las Vegas by way of Boston, coming out of retirement. 2-year sabbatical to nurse an injured arm, overcame the surgery. I said he wasn't going to ever make it back on that stage. It was all just a publicity stunt to promote his new supplement line. And lo and behold, I saw some pictures of the guy the other day. His number one fan, Dave Borlée, put him up on MD site. And Jay looks like he is doing the business, making things very interesting for the returning two-time champion, Phil Heath, by way of Colorado, who is looking to continue his stronghold over that title. Coming off of the weekend where we saw the premiere of Generation Iron over the weekend. We just, down here in Hollywood at the Chinese Theater, we saw what Phil Heath is made of. And if you haven't seen this movie and you're a bodybuilding fan or an enthusiast, you've got to see Generation Iron. I'm not going to go too much into detail by myself, but I will say the stage is set for the rubber match between Phil Heath and Jay Cutler, but we cannot outdo ourselves with the rubber match between Phil Heath and Kai Greene. It almost looked like, you know, Rocky, Sylvester Stallone, versus Mr. T in that movie. I mean, Kai Greene is just the beast as he prepares, quietly stalking Phil Heath, trying to find a weakness in his armor to take, not win, but take the Olympia title from Phil Heath, who is so comfortable right now sitting up there on Mount Olympus. But a lot of people are biting at the champion's feet, and one of them comes to us by way of Iran. This is the new cat, never competed in the Olympia, just beat Victor Martinez in the New York Pro, arguably. I mean, he was the biggest thing since Nasser El-Sambadi, but arguably Victor was in a little bit better condition than this guy, who's just carrying muscle upon muscle, working under the tutelage of Dennis James. Rami, I'm not even going to try to tell you his real name because I'll totally butcher it, but you'll know when he hits the stage, this is the real deal. Flex Wheeler contends that this is a guy that could actually win this contest, but, you know, a lot has been said about rookie pros. I mean, Lee Haney didn't win his first Olympia on stage, and so he went on to win 8. Of course, Ronnie Coleman didn't win his first 5 attempts at the Olympia, but he did win 8. This is a guy who potentially, who's under 30, that could go on to win this contest someday. I don't particularly believe it's going to be this weekend. I think Phil Heath is going to hold on to that title and do everything he can to keep these guys at bay. But going into the 49th annual weekend, I mentioned it last week, this is the first time we'll have the Mr. Olympia contest without the presence of Joe and Ben Weider, who started this competition off back in 1965, where Larry Scott from Utah won the first two in 65 and 66. I was born in 65. Flex Wheeler was born in 65. Malcolm X was killed in 65. 65, a whole lot of stuff, you know, Vietnam War, everything was going on, the civil rights movement, and here you had this Mormon out there posing in these little tiny trunks, and a Jewish guy by the name of Ben Weider and his brother presenting him with this imperial crown, and winning the Olympia. I mean, people probably thought these guys were nuts. I mean, it, all in the midst of this, you know, global world movement that was going on. You had the Bay of Pigs, was on the heels of President Kennedy getting shot just not too earlier before that, and bodybuilding spawned off after that. And of course in 66, 67, and 68 we saw the Cuban defector Sergio Oliva come over, later became a Chicago police officer, but won 3 Mr. Olympia titles. And Larry Scott's on record on the evolution of bodybuilding as saying that he had to step aside because he saw what Sergio Oliva was bringing in his genetic gifts. We'll get back to that word a little later on, but the genetic God gifts that Sergio Oliva was bringing prompted Larry Scott to go right into retirement, and Sergio rattled off three straight consecutive Olympia titles to his credit. And then, of course, we saw the Austrian Oak, Arnold Schwarzenegger, come along in 1970 and walk away with 71, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75. That's actually six, for those of you counting at home, even though it's from 70 to 75. That's six Mr. Olympia titles that the Austrian Oak, Arnold Schwarzenegger, held captive from everybody that would challenge him. I think one of those years nobody challenged him. But Arnold was just a dominant force in the 70s, effectively putting Sergio Oliva and the myth, as they called him, to rest. And then, of course, in 1976, we saw Arnold's training partner, Franco Colombo, at all of 5'5", maybe 5'6", 200 pounds, barely dripping wet, win the Mr. Olympia title. And then in 77, things changed. We saw shape, symmetry, definition, and some class being brought to the physique and the artistry that was Frank Zane. Frank Zane was the recipient of the first ever Mr. Olympia Sandow Trophy in 1977. That's the first time they ever gave that away, along with the $5,000 prize money. And he'd hold on to that title from 77, 78, and 79. A comfortable champion, to say the least, was unchallenged. I don't believe any of those years were controversial for Frank Zane. He had a very classical physique, very unassuming in street clothes, but when he posed, it was a work of art, and his physique just illuminated mass and balance and detail. He brought the hardness to the game. And then, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger came out of retirement in 1980 and went all the way to Sydney, Australia, under the auspices of a news reporter covering the show for NBC. So those of you following along at home, I'm bringing you up to speed on the history. Arnold basically was training for Terminator. No, not Terminator. It was Conan the Barbarian. And everyone thought that he was going to wind up going to that contest to cover it. And lo and behold, he jumped in the contest, and bam, held everyone at bay. And a little-known fact, very controversial with Mike Mincer, who thought he should have won but wound up in fifth place, it was Chris Dickerson that wound up being the runner-up. And no one really ever talked about Chris winning the 1980 Mr. Olympia. They always talked about the Mike Mincer-Arnold Schwarzenegger shenanigans, but Arnold, if he didn't win, then it was supposed to be Chris Dickerson. We'll continue on with that story. But real quick, I'm going to bring on a Hall of Famer to help interject a little bit of the history. He was also born in 1965, the Sultan of Symmetry, arguably one of the best bodybuilders, never to win the Mr. Olympia competition, but he has four Arnold Classic titles to his credit, three first Olympia runner-ups, and a slew of Grand Prix wins. Let's bring him on, the fabulous Flex Wheeler. Welcome to MD Radio. Big Flex, what's happening? Flex will chime in at some time, and when he does, just open his mic. We'll bring him on board. But as I was telling you about the history... You there, Flex?
Yep, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just breaking down to these guys that are listening as we go headstrong into the 49th annual Joe Weider Mr. Olympia. I brought him up to speed with where we're at in 1980 when Arnold came out of retirement. It was also a very important year. He married Kennedy. His acting career was in full effect, and controversial year, and I don't even think I knew about bodybuilding in 1980. Where were you in 1980, Flex?
1980, shoot, I was obviously still in high school. I graduated in 83, but I was nothing.
Nothing.
I was just doing your karate kicks, right? Yeah, I was doing karate and weight training, but I knew nothing. I was more into fighting at that time.
Okay, well, you might find this a little interesting. So in 1981, after Arnold Schwarzenegger won the contest for the seventh time, a record-setting seventh time, we had Franco Colombo, his training partner, coming back off of a knee injury that he had in like one of the World's Strongest Man competitions back in the day and blew out his knee carrying a refrigerator. He came back and won what Boyer Coe claimed to be even more controversial Mr. Olympia than the 1980 fiasco in Australia. Franco Colombo won that contest. A lot of people had boycotted the 81 Olympia. Nonetheless, he's a two-time Mr. Olympia winner at all of 5'5". And then, of course, in 1982, the oldest Mr. Olympia to ever win at that stage was Chris Dickerson at 43 years young.
Wow, 43, that's amazing.
Yeah, especially back then.
Especially when you're up in our age.
yeah, especially back then. he got his just dues and his comeuppance and won that competition. I believe, I want to say it was in London that he won that contest, London, England, and wound up on the cover of Flex magazine, and was also the first black Mr. America. So Chris Dickerson, a very decorated and colorful Mr. Olympia champion in 82. And of course in 1983, he would be the Lion 11 on Samir Banu, who won that contest in Munich, Germany. And Samir got rid of the water retention problems. He was 5'6", and he was barely 200 pounds as well, maybe 190 pounds. But Samir brought in the Christmas tree. Remember that? That's like the first time
right.
we saw a Christmas tree.
And if I'm not mistaken, it was Chris Dickerson who gave you belief that you can do this sport based on his size and symmetry and
being
close to your height and everything, right?
Yeah, I met him in 1983, right. And I held the Sandow Trophy. I was 17 years old. I'm looking at this guy, and I'm like, wow, he saw me in a show and made me believe that I could be him one day, and, of course, the rest was history. But fast forward, 1984, you had the arrival of Lee Haney at 5'10", 240-plus pounds, and the rest was history for the next 8 years. And I don't want to, speed over this the next coming up, because this is where bodybuilding began to change in 1991 when Lee Haney retired and we saw the arrival of the Shadow, Dorian Yates, and of course Flex Wheeler was going to be arriving on the scene shortly thereafter. But before I get to that era, let's take our first commercial break. This is where Flex Wheeler comes on board. We'll get his perspective on how the sport started to change and what direction it went in, and we'll bring you right up until the 2013 Mr. Olympia, which happens this Friday and Saturday at the Orleans Arena in Las Vegas. We'll be back with the Olympia Countdown with Flex Wheeler right here at MD Radio.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit PowerhouseGym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Oh my God! Business as usual, man! For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumorPro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from Muscle Mads, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought-after muscle-building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
But one of the guys that gets a lot of credit is Steve Blackman from Muscular Development. I mean, those guys have done an extraordinary job for years and years and years to promote health, to promote fitness, to promote strength, to promote bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting, and all of those kind of things. So the contributions they made is gigantic, and I hail them for that.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are continuing our countdown to the 49th annual Joe Weider Mr. Olympia Weekend. I got the Hall of Famer Flex Wheeler on the line, and I also hold in my hand the November issue of Muscular Development with eight-time Mr. Olympia, Ronnie Coleman on the cover, and there it is, the greatest King Ron. WTF, Ronnie wins his ninth Olympia, so I think that's kind of a teaser about maybe Ronnie. He's got his crown on. He could be dreaming, but then again, he could be under construction. I don't know, but you got to get this. This is one of the thickest issues of Muscular Development I've ever actually put my hands around. And on the inside, we've got a lot of good features. I know that in our articles, Flex, How I See It, Me, You, and Kevin Livroni, all three of us addressed the price of fame, getting big or dying trying, the hidden risk of being a professional bodybuilder. Get three very different views on what we think our perspective is on the whole bodybuilding and our perspective on how people approach it. I know all three of us kind of went at that title, and between us collectively, I know Kevin's got four first runner-ups, Flex has three, I got two. I mean, we have a lifetime spent on that stage trying to become Mr. Olympia, and in hindsight and retirement, we all have three very different views on our take on that, personally speaking. Sure. Flex, yours hit home the hardest because I followed your career as a fan and a competitor as well. And your perspective is pretty interesting on your belief on trying to pursue that Olympia title and the risks that were involved. You came out the other end okay. How are you now?
I'm doing great. Actually, for the first time in, since I retired, I actually just posted some pictures up on my Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, so to give people a look of what I look like with my shirt off. But I'm doing great. You know, kidney transplant was back in 2003. Expectations of the kidney transplant is right around 10 years. I'm at 10 years. So we're keeping closer tabs on my blood work because, you know, unlike a heart transplant, if you have a bad heart, it wasn't my kidney that was a problem. It was the disease that's a problem. So the disease doesn't go away. So we're very much, you know, keep an eye on it. But as of right now, I'm one of the few that's had very minimal problems from it. So I'm still doing great.
Well, you certainly were looking good at the premiere of Generation Iron, which we'll get to, but I was just counting it down, and we were right there at the 91 retirement party of Lee Haney. You were still battling to get the pro card. I believe that year you got first runner-up to Mike Matarazzo. In 92, the shadow Dorian Yates came over from England following his victory at the Night of Champions, New York Night of Champions, and won out there in Helsinki and went on to win six of them, a few of which you were right there in the mix. By 1993, you had earned your pro card and at the USA's and won the overall and the Ironman and the Arnold Classic, and then boom, there you were standing there on stage next to Dorian Yates getting your first of three runner-ups. And at that time, Flex, I remember you went on record saying, man, it was just kind of like an honor and a privilege to be getting first runner-up, and that, you know, you didn't really feel worthy of beating somebody like Dorian.
No, and be even more transparent, you know, Sean, I even remember apologizing to you because I won. I was happy to be there. I had no expectations. You're right, I turned pro in 92 and with the USA, and then my first pro show was the 93, the Ironman, and then the Arnold Classic. But I didn't know anything. I wasn't a historian about the sport. I was more or less like just a machine. Okay, that's what you do next. Oh, what do you do next? Okay, that's what you do next. So I didn't know what to think or anything like that sitting on stage. And I was just, like I said, I was an honor just to be there. You know, I was like happy to be a part of the party.
Well, for what it's worth, your arrival couldn't have been at a worse time. Shit, I had to sit here and watch Flex come into the scene, get her first runner-up. Of course, in 94, we had the tragic car accident on Highway 10 out here in Los Angeles where you rolled the car, broke the neck, wound up in the hospital bed, and there you were in my apartment, my condo at the beach, as I was headed out to Atlanta, Georgia, with a neck brace on the road to recovery. How bittersweet was it for you to then, you know, it was right there within your grasp, and now you're seeing, you know, you're giving me a good luck pat on the back as I head to Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, it really hit home, you know, because like I said, I didn't really know that much about the sport, but after, 93 Olympia, people were in a magazine, we were talking about, oh, you know, you got it. Dorian is retired. You're number two, so you're in line. And it was all that talk. And I even remember, you know, magazine saying, you know, he might as well just put his name on a trophy then. So I was believing in that, you know. The magazine, they must know what they're talking about. Okay. So for that to happen and then see you guys excel past your previous condition from 93, I was like, what do I do? I'm done. You know, these guys are running 100 miles an hour, and here I am at a standstill. How do I go and catch a person who's been running 100 miles an hour for damn near 7 months? They're not going to slow down. How do I do that? So I was even more dumbfounded, actually, Sean, when I was sitting there watching you guys, because I remember that's when Nasser changed this look. That's when Paul Dillette changed this look, and there were these, you know, incredible big guys and everything like that. Condition was always a problem with you guys. You guys always came in phenomenal condition. I remember sitting there, it's like, what am I going to do? How is this going to work?
Well, you did figure it out, obviously. You went on to win a couple of more Arnold Classics, and of course you wound up getting a couple of more first runner-ups, and Dorian Yates would go into retirement on that injury. You would recover fully from your injury, win some Grand Prix, do very well in bodybuilding, and find yourself in the Hall of Fame. And, of course, then your good buddy Ronnie Coleman, who I think you gave a little bit of advice to, and Kevin gave a little bit of advice to, and I think you both combined gave him a little too much advice, and he'd win for the next 8 years from 98 to 2005. Your body changed dramatically. It seemed like you were trying to figure out who you were and what you needed to do to keep up.
Yeah, you know, that was probably my biggest downfall. Unlike you, and even more so the current bodybuilders of today, they have a better ideal of what their limits and their capabilities are. I had none. I mean, when I turned pro in my first pro show at the Arnold, I think I was like 216 or 214, and you know, I ended up competing later on at, you know, 256. I was just all over the place. I thought bigger is better because that was a carrot that was dangled in my face, meaning the champion before me. He was bigger, so I thought that was better. So, no, I thought, okay, put on more weight. But, no, that doesn't mean it. I think very few of us, including you and Kevin, you know, come on the scene very early in our career, and we're at almost our apex, you know, the best that we can possibly be. Now it's just a little refining here and there. Where I didn't understand that. I didn't understand that whatsoever. So, yeah, I made a gaping mistake by trying to chase after, you know, Dorian, and then even more so Ronnie. And it was truly a disaster for me to go up to those weights.
Right. And, you know, a lot of guys were left trying to figure out how to battle the giants. and with the influx of Dorian Yates and, of course, Ronnie Coleman. There stood in 2001, my retirement year, the arrival of Jay Cutler, who ultimately would vanquish the champion in 2006 and take the title from Ronnie Coleman, whom he had been chasing the better part of half the decade of 2000. And Jay Cutler would walk off and win three of them, ultimately get upset by the Blade Dexter Jackson in 2008, who arguably was in better condition the same year that Dexter Jackson won the Arnold Classic, which, you know, was a feat that hadn't been done. And then, of course, Jay would come back and wrestle the title away in 2009 and 10. And then we would see Phil Heath win the Mr. Olympia from Jay Cutler, his good buddy, in 11 and 12, which is where we are now. We're going to take a commercial break. I'm going to ask Flex a little bit about what we got coming up this weekend as we set the stage for the 2013 Mr. Olympia, where only 13 people hold that Sandow title, or the Mr. Olympia title, I should say. Will there be a 14th? That's the question I'm going to pose to the Hall of Famer Flex Wheeler right after this.
This is Marcus Haley of The Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Tonight, your dark side war is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Did you experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb?
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why? At humapro.com, and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of mitotropin.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit powerhousegym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Coming Friday and Saturday, September 27th and 28th to the Las Vegas Convention Center, the newest line of supplements from Gear Nutrition with the biggest stars in bodybuilding and fitness. Join us as we share the latest in pharmaceutical-grade nutritional supplements and meet the sports leaders in bodybuilding and fitness, like former UFC light heavyweight champion Shogun Rua, Hall of Famers Sean Ray and Kevin Lavroni, plus future Mr. Olympia hopefuls Aaron Clark and Justin Compton, plus bikini pros Lacey DeLuca, Carolina Silva, Lindsay Waters, and more. Great products and Hall of Fame leaders bringing quality and performance to nutritional stores near you. Visit us online at www.gearednutra.com and stop by our booth 1841 at the Mr. Olympia Expo weekend, where we create history.
This is IFB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Oh my God. Business as usual, man! Come on! Hey! I still you! Let's go again! Right? Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere. Go ahead!
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we brought you guys up to speed on the 49 years of the Mr. Olympia, 48 of which the fabulous Lex Wheeler and myself were here. We were here. We left a small footprint in the latter part of our lives so far. And so, Flex, it's crazy because this is actually my 27th year of attendance at this show. 27.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
And it seems like yesterday I was graduating high school. So the crazy part is, okay, we saw Dexter. He was a one-off Mr. Olympia. We saw Samir Manu, one-off
now,
Mr. Olympia.
You?
And whatchamacallit, Chris Dickerson, a one-time champion. Phil Heath has got the two. He's going to join Frank Zane in company with three if he can defend it. But potentially we could see Jay Cutler come back and get number five, where we don't have any Mr. Olympias with just five Olympia titles. He'd be on his own there. We know Dorian's got six. And then the other side show is that you predicted this rookie guy that could potentially fog over everybody, Rami, and who won the New York Pro and won his first attempt at winning the Olympia. Now, we haven't seen that done since, I believe it was Dorian Yates in 92, come out of nowhere and win his first. No, Dorian didn't win his first Olympia. He was second in 91.
Second,
and Lee Haney was third in his. I don't know who the heck the last person was that pulled this off.
Yeah, and let me be clear. Listen, all I was saying, and I know I ruffled a lot of feathers, but unfortunately, you know, we're here to do a job, and that's to give our insight or our opinion on what it is. It's just my opinion. All I'm saying is the guy has all the right tools. He has plenty of muscle. He has great symmetry. And if he brings his physique to where it can be, yes, post-disaster for a lot of guys, he can actually do it. I'm not saying he's going to, but he has the potential. So if it's not next this year and he doesn't injure himself, it's going to happen.
Okay, you know, so he does have the potential. He has the potential for shock and awe.
Oh, freak, yeah, he does.
I mean, when you look at him and marvel at his physique, kind of how you did with Kai Greene and Phil Heath, like, wow, like that type?
I can't do that. Yeah, he has to be that type of condition. No, I can't put him there yet, and especially, you know, with both of us watching, you know, the previews of the movie, I'm just in awe of the condition that, you know, Phil and Kai comes in, you know. So I can't put him there yet because he haven't proven that. But I tell you what, you know how, like, it's a battle right now, based on what happened last year between Phil and Kai, you know, and they were both in extreme condition, right?
Right.
I'm just saying, you put Rami in that type of condition, it's not going to be a battle, Jim. I just don't see it. You know, it's a matter of physics. When a guy has everything that you have condition-wise, and he outweighs you by 30 or 40 pounds, what are you going to do?
Well,
that's like with me, you know. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I mean, you're onto something because he's bringing, like you said, size and shape in a big man that we haven't seen in quite some time, so it should be very interesting, him standing next to the muscle maturity that a Kai Greene and a Phil Heath bring. So, I mean, we've got more questions than answers. Obviously, that's going to reign supreme all the way until they hit the stage of prejudging. I'll see you Friday night at the show. But that being said, we came off of this premiere, which was the movie Generation Iron, and the context in which the characters were cast in, I mean, I think we got a very good, true representation of who each of those individuals were. This wasn't something they were acting. I think I saw the real Branch. I saw the true Phil Heath. I saw totally Kai Greene. I mean, everybody seemed to be playing themselves. Sure, there could have been a few people that should have been in the movie that didn't make it into the movie, but for what it was worth, I thought it was a very well-orchestrated movie. You?
No, I did. I am it makes me happy to be a part of this sport and have been a part of this sport because they gave a true depiction on the inside world of what a person goes through. I know actually a friend of mine who's seen the movie was so thrown off that this person thought that, you know, Kai was acting and he didn't really live like that. I'm like, no. That was his house. That's how he gets to the gym. That's how he gets home. That's real. And they were like, wow. You know, what a huge difference between, you know, field jumping in a twin turbo, you know, Bentley and driving off or whatever and a multitude of other cars. So
you're right.
It's like, real.
There could have been some framework here. Now, granted, Kai Greene still lives in the same crappy little apartment that he lived in before he won the Arnold Classic twice, the New York Pro Show twice, the Australian Pro Championships, the Sean Ray Colorado Pro. I mean, let's keep it real. There was one of those years where Kai Greene ran over $400,000 in 1 year in prize money alone. This is a business. Now, these bodybuilders are all sponsored by magazines, supplement companies. They make upwards of $5,000 to $10,000 a weekend type appearances. The top of the food chain is not starving, but Kai Greene banks his money and lives the life that he chooses to live because that's what he's accustomed to. Some people are not accustomed to change. Now, Phil Heath, surrounded by basketball players who, you know, they sign their contracts and they get their fat houses and their fat cars. I mean, he was a D1 basketball player. Phil dreamed of the good life, kind of like yourself and myself. I mean, we needed those validation points.
Sure.
To warrant going to the gym. We needed to get there in a Benz or a BMW or a Ferrari or, you know, a Lamborghini. And Paul Dillette, we were kind of all in competition with ourselves, but this was what we thought success was. For us, this is success. For Kai, Kai doesn't even have a driver's license. But it's very hard to feel sorry for somebody like that when we know, you know what, all he is doing is he's doing what he's always done. The difference is he's putting his checks aside, and Phil is investing in the lifestyle he wants to live. I mean, Phil is portrayed as Rocky Balboa in Rocky V, for example. Where he was living the good life and all that other stuff. He's very cocky and arrogant. And then you had Kai Greene in the dungeon and the trenches. And that, you're right, that is who he is. But let's keep it real. Kai Greene is not broke by any means.
Yeah, and I didn't say that. I didn't mean that. Obviously, you know, I hope he's investing his money right. I hope he's not being taken advantage of with his funds. Like we know, a lot of high profile athletes, movie stars, and actresses are. You know, next thing you know, you see all this revenue that they generated, and they're ass broke because they were misled or something like that. So I hope that's a situation. But nonetheless, it just showed a great contrast. But yeah, I thought it was real written. I thought that they allowed the guys. And probably whatever questions that they asked off screen, because you know that's what really gets you.
Right.
They were able to project a real person when they got, you know, on screen, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was well done. I was happy to be a part of the premiere there.
So how is it when you go to this show? I mean, this is a show you have to watch. You're looking at guys that you know you could probably be beat if you were 10 years younger. You're going to watch someone win $250,000 on that stage. You're going to witness over $1 million being given out collectively throughout the weekend. You're going to be a participant in the biggest ever Mr. Olympia contest in its 49-year history, and you're not going to be on that stage. Do you still get the heebie-jeebies about not being up there?
No, because of the crap I had to go through hospital-wise for over a year. I mean, I 93, I didn't completely talk about it all, but in less than 9 weeks, I had 11 surgeries, and I almost died from 10 of them. So I was so beat up from that. You know, when I got out of the hospital, I went in the hospital, I was 260 pounds. When I came out, I was 197, and I had to learn how to walk again because of all the atrophy. So the silver lining to that, it took all that fight away from me. Or else I probably would have been, you know, especially now kind of looking okay, I would have been probably trying to figure out how I could do it again. You know, but no, I don't. But, yeah, I do get caught up in the amount of money that they generate now versus the same shows that we competed in and we didn't. But what I remind myself is look at Arnold, you know, winning an Olympia, $1,000, you know, and I just didn't have to tell myself, this is, you know, the evolution of our sport. It's great that the guys are making more money, than we were. It's supposed to happen. And honestly, they're supposed to even make more money. I mean, they're the top 10 in the freaking world. They still don't probably make umpteen cents compared to all the other professional top sports in the world, football, baseball, and so on. So they should be even making more than that.
Well, real quick, we know that progress has a way, it's relative to the support of the sponsors, in which all of this could not be possible. The business people and heads like Robin Chang and, of course, David Pecker and company putting this thing together. In 30 seconds, Flex, what can people expect if they've never been to the Olympia when they go? And let's say they go to everything. They go to the Expo and they go to the Olympia. What are they in store for?
I think they're probably in store for the biggest, baddest expo ever, because there's so much more that's going to be a part of the expo than ever has been before. As far as Olympia, hands down, I think it probably will be one of the most competitive and greatest Olympias of all time, just because of the sheer buildup that they have now, the internet and the magazines and the radio shows that we didn't have to our assets back then.
Well, we look forward, Flex, to your commentary, your play-by-play views of the competition, a long weekend, a celebrated weekend, and, of course, Joe and Ben Weider will both be on our hearts and in our minds as this weekend unfolds, for without them, there would be no us. And thanks for stopping by MD Radio as you're coaching your son's full team out there. Football season is in full effect. Travel safe, man. We'll see you in Las Vegas.
I'll see you in a couple of days. Thanks for inviting me.
The Hall of Famer, Flex Wheeler, take our final commercial break, and I'll have a few personal views on this upcoming Mr. Olympia, where I spent 13 years on that stage, and now as a reporter and a fan and a sponsor, I'll give you my 2 cents when we come back here at MD Radio.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with no Test. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. NovaTest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. NovaTest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. NovaTest from Zero Limits. Order NovaTest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Son! Oh my goodness! Business as usual, man! Son! Hey! I stole you! I stole you! Right? Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxidrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
One of the guys that gets a lot of credit is Steve Blackman from Muscular Development. I mean, those guys have done an extraordinary job for years and years and years to promote health, to promote fitness, to promote strength, to promote bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting, and all of those kind of things. So the contributions they made is gigantic, and I hail them for that.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumorPro.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, as we count things down to the 49th annual Mr. Olympia, I'm sitting here with my new MD magazine, the November issue, reading about The Impossible Dream by Peter McGough as he talks about the story of Ronnie Coleman's incredible comeback to earn a ninth Mr. Olympia title, which is almost unbelievable. Life, a work of friction. Fiction. That's exactly what Peter calls it. He calls it the wake-up call, and he goes into some in-depth detail about Ronnie Coleman coming back to win his ninth Mr. Olympia. You've got to make sure you get your hands on a copy of this magazine as well. We've got a lot of other features in here. The Predator, Kai Greene, the exclusive inside story. You don't want to miss that, by Ron Harris. And, of course, the photography is phenomenal by Per Bernal, MD's ace photographer, who actually puts you right up close and personal with these guys' physiques. And also we have the story of Cody Montgomery, the teenage muscle maturity, one of the few young guys doing the business of bodybuilding. These guys are like dinosaurs. They disappeared. But yet Cody Montgomery is keeping it alive. And, of course, we've got Evan Sinopani, the All-American. He's got a feature in here talking about back and lat blasting. And, of course, we have our usual stories at the back of the book. And also, Muscular Development's Brandon Curry. He won the Arnold Classic in Brazil. And we've got a hot story on Brandon Curry. Check him out. He's coming back to the Olympia stage. I believe the last time he was there, he finished in eighth place, but now he's coming back a winner, vanquishing a pretty tough field out there in Brazil. And also look out for Gear Nutrition's very own Carolina Silva, a watch-out feature on her, the major distraction. She's got it going on. That's our bikini chick inside there. And all the other good things that come along with Muscular Development, Jay Cutler, of course, Blood and Guts by Dorian Yates and The Blade, Dexter Jackson's story. Get this magazine. It is a must. Now we're going to get back to the business of bodybuilding and the Mr. Olympia contest, which is coming up. Of course, I said Jay Cutler was never going to make it back to the stage. Just too busy, too little time, couldn't do it. And Lonnie Teeper, one of his number one supporters, along with Dave Berlay, all said that I was crazy. Well, I've been called worse things than that. Jay Cutler looks like he will be on that stage. Anything short of a slip on a banana peel, Jay Cutler will be there to do the business. Hats off to him. I'll eat crow and pat the guy on the back. He's a professional bodybuilder. Hell, he said he's coming back. He's supposed to come back. My job is to keep things interesting. So let's check him out. Let's see how far back he can come. How about that? Jay has been in the top two for over a decade and has now taken 2 years to regroup and come back at the ripe old age of 40 as of August the 3rd. But we'll see if he can do battle with the young guns out there. That lineup is going to look like this. From Iran, Balto Abaspor. From France, Lionel Biecki. From the USA, Evan Sinopati, Brandon Curry, Jay Cutler. From Kuwait, Big Rami. From the USA, Tony Freeman, Kai Greene, Phil Heath, Dexter Jackson, Johnny Jackson, Steve Kuklo, Victor Martinez, Cedric McMillan. From the UAE, United Emirates, Issa Obeid, and from Poland, Robert Petra. I'm going to tear that name up. I'm calling him Robert P. From the USA, Sean Roden, Branch Warren, and from Curacao, Rolly Winkler, and Germany, Dennis Wolf, now residing in Las Vegas. Those are the main players competing in that competition. Lots of storylines. Dexter Jackson ties Flex Wheeler with four Arnold Classic championships. a 2008 Mr. Olympia winner, 43 years old, going to be 44 this year. Can he stay in the top four? We'll find out. Sean Roden jumped up to third place a year ago. Will he remain in the top three with Jay Cutler coming back and Big Rami's arrival? Tony Freeman hanging in there at 46, 47 years young. Can he remain in the top 10 and fight off Father Time? Cedric McMillan finally gets to the Olympia by way of winning in Germany, getting disqualified in Brazil, bombing out of the top 15 in New York, and yet stays on his diet to come to the Mr. Olympia. Is this a guy who's just another pace car on the racetrack, or is this a guy that can break the top 10? He's got a lot of questions. The military man is going to face the music in Las Vegas, and of course, Branch Warren, coming off of the leg injury. We saw him get thrown off the horse in the movie Generation Iron. He's now a father. This is the guy that was first runner-up to Jay Cutler not too long ago. Two Arnold Classic titles, English champion, Australian champion, and yet a lot of people don't think he'll make the top six. Roland Winkler qualifies and gets back to this competition, but can he make an impact on the top 10? Big Bad Wolf, Dennis, from Germany, a top six finalist routinely. Is this the year he gets bumped out of the top six, or will he remain? Those are some questions that have yet to be answered. In the 212, one of the hottest contested contests, James Flex Lewis, right now the favorite, defending champion, seems to have a stronghold on that title by way of conditioning. Huge calves, sweeping thighs, big arms, but has a narrow back and has a chest that needs a little bit more fullness. Has he brought those up? We're going to find out. We know Ricky Tricky Jackson at 46 years old, always the entertainer. He's got a lot to say about it. The return of the military man, David Henry, is going to be in that lineup, our original 202 Olympia champion. And Kevin English, who missed the 212-pound New York Pro Championship after winning it three times at the 202 division, is now coming back to try to gain this title. This is a title that James Flex Lewis could not win from Kevin English. That's a showdown we're looking forward to seeing on that stage. Eduardo Correa from Brazil. Of course, we're going to have Jose Raymond, who won the New York and the Toronto. This is a guy that's out for James Flex Lewis. And the elder statesman, Troy Alves, dropping into the 212 division. A little bit older, but still very competitive, beautiful physique from Arizona. We're going to check him out. Sammy Al-Haddad, who took first runner-up in New York, who's our Olympia amateur champion winner. He wants a piece of that title. And, of course, we have all the other things going on. We've got the Ms. Olympia, the women's bodybuilding. Don't forget that. We've got Iris Kyle going after number 9, which would set her apart from Corey Everson and Linda Murray if she should win again. Of course, in the Fitness Olympia, you've got Adela Garcia going for win number 8. This would be a record for her, 8 times. Good grief. But she's going to have to go through Oksana Grishina and a whole slew of other girls, Tanji Johnson included. And, of course, we have our figure division, which is going to be very competitive with the arrival of Candace Keene, of course, Candace Lewis, and Ann Titone, Nicole Wilkins, Aaron Stern. That lineup is deep. And the bikini ladies, of course, that's going to be interesting. That title's changing hands left, right, and center. Tawana Eubanks, of course, we've got Lisa DeLuca, Ashley Kaltwasser, Courtney King, Justine Monroe. That's incredible. Of course, now we have the brand-new division in the men's physique and the women's physique for the first time ever. Everything is going to kick off on Thursday with the press conference at 12 noon. And, of course, the contest stuff. Check the Mr. Olympia website out. But the expo is going down at the Las Vegas Hilton Convention Center on Friday. I believe the doors open at 10. And on Saturday, I think they open at 9. And, of course, the main event and prejudging will be taking place at the Orleans Arena across town in the arena. Meet the Olympians is Thursday night at 7 o'clock for the VIPs, 8 o'clock to the general public. Big hats off to Robin Chang and all the people over there at AMI for putting this big weekend together. Of course, Steve Lechman, without him, we wouldn't be here. Thank you for Flex Wheeler chiming in. We're going to bring you all the play-by-play exclusive contest coverage, gavel to gavel, right here at MuscularDevelopment.com, and I'll be back with a wrap-up following the competition. For all of you at home, make sure you tune in to Monday Night Football and vote for the Raiders. For MuscularDevelopment.com, I'm Sugar Sean Ray. Peace.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.